Indeed, she made many of them seem tame. Sanger was born into a poor family of 11 children in Corning, New York, in 1879. In 1902, she received her degree as a registered nurse. In 1911, she moved to New York City, where she fell in with the transatlantic bohemian avant-garde of the burgeoning fascist moment. "Our living room," she wrote in her autobiography, "became a gathering place where liberals, anarchists, socialists, and IWWs could meet." A member of the Women's Committee of the New York State Socialist Party, she participated in all the usual protests and demonstrations. In 1912, she started writing what amounted to a sex advice column for the New York Call dubbed "What Every Girl Should Know." The overriding theme of her columns was the importance of contraception. A disciple of the anarchist Emma Goldman, another eugenist, Sanger became the nation's first birth control martyr when she was arrested for handing out condoms in 1917. In order to escape a subsequent arrest for violating obscenity laws, she went to England, where she fell under the thrall of Havelock Ellis, a sex theorist and ardent advocate of forced sterilization. She also had an affair with H.G. Wells, the self-avowed champion of liberal fascism. Her marriage fell apart early, and one of her children, whom she admitted to neglecting, died of pneumonia at age 4. Indeed, she always acknowledged that she wasn't right for family life, admitting she was not a fit person for love, or home, or children, or anything which needs attention or consideration. Under the banner of reproductive freedom, Sanger subscribed to nearly all of the eugenic views discussed earlier. She sought to ban reproduction of the unfit and regulate reproduction for everybody else. She scoffed at the soft approach of the positive eugenicists, deriding it as mere cradle competition between the fit and the unfit. "More children from the fit, less from the unfit. That is the chief issue of birth control," she frankly wrote in her 1922 book, The Pivot of Civilization. The book featured an introduction by Wells in which he proclaimed, "We want fewer and better children. And we cannot make the social life and the world peace we are determined to make with the ill-bred, ill-trained swarms of inferior citizens that you inflict on us." Two civilizations were at war, that of progress and that which sought a world swamped by an indiscriminate torrent of progeny. A fair-minded person cannot read Sanger's books, articles, and pamphlets today without finding similarities not only to Nazi eugenics, but to the dark dystopias of the feminist imagination found in such allegories as Margaret Atwood's Handmaid's Tale. As editor of the Birth Control Review, Sanger regularly published the sort of hard racism we normally associate with Goebbels or Himmler. Indeed, after she resigned as editor, the Birth Control Review ran articles by people who worked for Goebbels and Himmler.